It's 11th July 2024 here. The maximum temperature 97 today and lowest 81. And currently, let's see, what is current temperature? 83. And it's sunny day today. Yesterday, 10th July, we had 6 leaders visited us from Uttarakhand state, about 7 hours drive. Pooja, she's the overseer of that group, and the other ones also now like overseers, leaders, they have their own harvest ready fields and labors. And Krishna from Nepal and Rubin from Delhi. That's 6 to 8. And yesterday, Madhav and Priya and Aiden came, and Madhav and Priya joined the fellowship, and Nozomi and Sambi also. And Beatrice looked after the baby Aiden. And we heard many wonderful works of God, wonderful confession, speech, words from everyone. And God is and has been and will continue to work, energize in all of us, both to will, desire, and to do of his good pleasure, perform his good pleasure. He will perform his good pleasure. So great and mighty outreach is taking place in many parts of locations, villages, towns, cities, districts, states of India, moving out and out to Bangladesh and Andaman Nicobar Island. Fellowships are going on in that islands. There are several islands. The main island has the airport, and where the fellowship is going on and outreaches began from the main island, there's a once a week boat or ferry kind of boat goes once a week. And some of the leaders visited that place. It came out from Rahul from Gaya, Bihar. Many wonderful outreach has been taking place. God is working in him, and he's reconciling everyone to God and giving them the right words from God, right doctrine, right words, and God is giving the increase. Really, what we see, it's not by our own strength, labor, but God's favor. So honoring God, sowing seeds, cheerful giving, maximize to the billionth, exponential to the billionth level, to the power of all favor, God's favor to abound towards you. It's incredible benefits that result from this simple one thing. Simple one thing that we act on, do, and consistently we can do. Today, there are 9 women leaders coming to our home. So mainly Beatrice, I think, will be with them, but Beatrice says that you also be there. And she's saying, they are coming to see you, see me. So let's see how it goes. And these women leaders are from Delhi area. So today is Thursday here, Thursday morning. It's nice, wonderful. Krishna has a fellowship that he will attend with Rubin in eastern part of Delhi. That's what they told me. So today he has that schedule, and day after tomorrow, Krishna will fly back to Nepal, Kathmandu, and then his home in Narayangarh. So God opened many doors for Krishna also in India. In Mumbai, there are many believers, many fellowships going on. He visited there recently. And there are other outreach places in India also. So God's favor, we look to God. We know that there are so many, plenty of harvest-ready fields, and God has many wonderful labors for us. And certainly he will send the Ekbalo, the laborers, to you. Just like F.A. got that bird within about 15 minutes, it was easy. With one's own strength, it would have taken more time, challenging. But with God, it becomes always so easy, and we know that it's of God, by God, so we want to thank him. And finance that he brings to us, we thank him because we know it's all from God. He calls us to be prosperous. We can evidence that prosperity and increase and multiply, flowing with milk and honey. So that's what I'm seeing in every believer. They have really entered into this heavenly kingdom. From the depth of darkness, and some of them, when I hear their testimonies, they were in really serious life and death and depth of despair, hardship. But when they were ready, some of them took 12 years, 20 years, but when they were ready, Jehovah sent his word through someone and healed them in prosperity area, healed them in personality area, healed them in marriage, family, that kind of area, or health area, all kinds of things in life, and deliver them from destruction. And words, God sends words from heaven through us. We are in Christ's stead presently. As he is, so are we in this world. And we are not walking in the force we see, then we believe that pattern, but we receive his logic, vision, direction, what's available, at this time or in the future also, that we move into that invisible, something which is come into us in the shape of hope, God of hope. Is God the source of hope, happy thinking, happy thoughts, happy direction, blessed direction? God of hope, fill you with joy by the power of ability of the Spirit God. Abound in hope. So cycle, and at each cycle it increase in hope. Each round it multiplies, the God of hope. So we have wonderful Daddy God who's gift to us good, excellent hope, excellent future, excellent things ahead, the high calling in Christ Jesus. We move forward in this wonderful, blessed calling in Christ Jesus, and God is very happy to materialize, bring into physical realm His blessings. There are so many more blessings to be materialized yet, because He has blessed us with every possible spiritual blessings. So spiritual, so it's not visible yet, but He will get it materialized. Get all these ones, one by one, materialized, and we are happy, happy to see it become visible. The life of headship, not the tailship, bottom, but the top. We are all capable, all equipped. We are all complete, completely, completely, absolutely complete. And we trust in Jehovah and rest in Him, because we are ready for everything. Everything comes to us in our life, we are ready for everything. And we are overcomers because of God. Yeah, that's what I want to share today.